Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
How do you keep your kids' eyes healthy? With everything from sunglasses to eye exams, vision problems, right through to pink eye. All of these things can happen to those most precious little parts on their face, their eyes. My guest is Dr. Corey Cross, fan favorite and spokesman for the American Academy of Pediatrics. Welcome to the show, Dr. Cross. So tell us about keeping kids' eyes healthy.
So yeah, eyes are really important and often overlooked. So one of the easiest things that we can do to keep children's eyes healthy is to think about the fact that if it's too sunny out for us, it's too sunny out for them. So you see lots of parents walking around with sunglasses on all the time, but children, you don't see it as often. And this really is something that I hope as a society we change, that we think about, just as we're starting to think about protecting their bodies when they go to the beach with the sunscreen and the rash guards, that we start thinking about protecting their eyes, and not just when they're at the beach, you know, when they're out and about on their regular daily life, and also in the winter when there's a lot of, like, snow and they might be skiing or doing something all day when we're wearing goggles, they should be having things that protect their eyes. And what you want to look for is something that is going to protect them from UV damage. So they have those little stickers on them that we're all used to seeing that say UVA, UVB, 99% protection. That's what you want to look for to make sure that these aren't just novelty glasses, but actual sunglasses that are going to protect their eyes. And the reason that it's so important to do this at a young age is that the child's eye is very different from the adult's eye, and the lens of the child's eye lets in about 70% more UV rays, which are able to basically reach and damage the delicate retina, and that's 70% more than the adult eye. So it's at the time when they're the most susceptible that we're not protecting their eyes. And the long-term effects of this can be why we see elderly people then with cataracts or macular degeneration or some of the spots that you see on people's eyes, and you can actually even sunburn your cornea. That's more of in an acute setting, but these are both short-term and long-term effects of UV damage to the eye and the retina.
Well, it certainly can affect long-term eyesight, so getting them sunglasses, looking for the little sticker, making sure they're real sunglasses instead of just, you know, some kind of little fun thing to wear. Now, what about eye exams? Are what they get at school sufficient, Dr. Cross? Or as a pediatrician, do you like to, you know, give an eye exam every year for our children?
I personally think that all children should be having their well child visits every year, because there's a lot of important things that pediatricians both discuss with parents and screen for. And I think that after the vaccine sort of push is over in that first, you know, couple of years of life, people stop always bringing their children once a year unless they need, like, a sports physical filled out. And I think that that's a mistake. I think that people really need to bring their children to the doctor, not just when they're sick, but for that yearly physical, because it's the way that we sort of make sure that things don't spiral out of control, that we don't miss anything. And so eye exams at the doctors are one of the things that we do. So usually around 3 years of age, 3 or 4, depending on the child, we start doing visual acuity, which means those big charts. And your child doesn't have to actually know the alphabet. There are similar charts that have pictures, so they'll say house or boat or whatever it is that they see. But because these problems with eyesight, nearsightedness being the most common, usually develop sometime between 6 years old and adolescence, this is a really important time for the pediatrician to be screening the eyes. And you're just not sure, like when they stand in line to do it at school, they're all doing it off the same chart. You hear somebody read the line of letters for you, like A, F, G, Q, and then you go up and they say, what's the line? You know it's A, F, G, Q, whether you can see it or not. So I just think in a controlled environment, in your doctor's office is a much better place to do it. And so you should be doing it yearly. And then if there's any reason that you think that there is a problem because your child's complaining of blurry vision or that they have to move closer to see the board in school or they're having difficulty reading signs or you're just noticing that they're moving closer to, they're not complaining at all, but you notice them moving closer to the computer or the TV, anything like that, or they're complaining of headaches, then you want to just make a special appointment with your doctor screen them. And so what we do at the pediatrician's office is a vision screen. If we notice that there's a problem or we suspect that there's a problem, we then send you to the eye doctor to have a complete test done. So that's basically the way it goes.
Okay, so eye exams, making sure, looking for some of these symptoms. Now, what about contacts? If your child is ready for contacts, how do you know? If you have a child that wears glasses, how do you know? And contacts hygiene is so important. So how do you know when they're ready?
That's true. I mean, a lot of kids don't really love the glasses, and they come in and they say, "Can I have contacts?" or "How come I can't get laser surgery?" And I always tell them, well, laser surgery is something that we don't do until adulthood because your eye continues to change. But contacts is sometimes an option. So some eye doctors prefer to say just like a standard line that they wait until the child is 10 years of age. Others feel that it's 8 or 9. There's honestly no reason that a younger child can't wear contacts. There's no age cutoff. And some kids as young as 4 and 5 wear them just fine. It really has more to do with both the child and the parent. So when parents are familiar with contact lenses, they're contact lens wearers themselves, then the family is usually a little bit more comfortable and they can help the child. But if it's going to be an older kid where you're 10 or 12, really, it's going to be the child or the teen who's going to be doing it themselves. And then hygiene is really important. If you've got a very sloppy kid who can't brush their teeth, you're fighting with them like to do that even twice a day, they never wash their hands, well, then they're not the person that you want to start, doing contacts with because they're going to end up with infections in their eyes. So you want to explain that this is a very important thing, that you're putting something in your eye, it's going to be there all day, that your hands need to be clean, your contacts need to be taken care of properly. Now, there are different ways to get around this. There are disposable contacts. So if you're kind of on the fence, you're not sure if they can handle it, disposable contacts might be the way to go because they allow you to throw them out every day. So if you're not that cleanly one day, maybe you're a little better off the next day. That might be a way to do it. There are also like gas permeable rigid contacts that are a little bit easier to handle for the kids who might not be as gentle. But their contacts really do add a lot to a child's life. First, they just don't have the glasses on their face, which some of them don't like. But they're also, if you have a real athletic kid, the wearing glasses while you play a sport sometimes is difficult. You don't have that same vision out of the side of your eye. Wearing contacts really corrects your vision in a much different way so that when you're actually playing sports, it's easier. And then you don't have the glasses falling off your face because contacts don't do that.
And now we don't have a whole lot of time, but I want to talk about that lovely little thing called pink eye that when your child wakes up, it's all oozing and disgusting and gross. And what do you do about it and how do they get it?
So pink eye, yes, this is one of those things that schools absolutely hate. Basically, it's a very contagious infection in your eye. There's lots of reasons that you can have a pink eye, but when we're talking about pink eye, what we're talking about is conjunctivitis, and that's usually either bacterial or viral. The viral, just like viral infections, respiratory infections, don't require antibiotics to get better. But the bacterial ones, which are really the goopy ones, those get better faster if you use the drops. These are usually 5 to 6 day infections, but once you start the drops, you can usually return to school within 24 hours of starting the drops. So what most pediatricians do, unless we're absolutely certain that it's a viral conjunctivitis, you have all the other viral symptoms, you've got the runny nose and the cough and the everything else, and so we say, okay, this is a viral conjunctivitis, there's not a lot of discharge, we're not going to give you drops. Usually, though, we give you drops mainly because you can't return to school unless you've been on drops for 24 hours. So that's the reason that so many kids get eye drops. It's really so that they can return to school. What you want to do at home is you want to make sure that you're washing your hands. If you happen to be the parent that gets to put those drops in, you want to make sure you wash your hands. You don't want to share towels or anything that's going to touch the child's face. And any sort of knobs that they touch after they've touched their eye, well, they're going to have that bacteria on there. So you just want to be very clean during this time period. And
we only have 10 seconds left, Dr. Cross. Just 10 seconds left.
Okay, so basically, you just have to be clean, and the pink eye will eventually clear up with or without drops.
So important to keep our children's eyes healthy. All of these are great tips, and if you missed any of them, listen again on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. This is Melanie Cole for Healthy Children. Stay well. Ooh, 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 ooh.